Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Queen Jean tuning in on the Fabulous Friday G Lou Show, where it don't get no better than this. Spend a Friday evening with a chill vibe. Good evening, microphone check 1 2 1 2. Happy fabulous Friday, Cousin Mercy here. Hope you all are here with us. We have the beautiful Queen Jean. I know Mr. G Lou's back there. Thank you to our sponsors, BTP Media, DD Harrison, Tweet Cadillac, FMism, and One World Magazine. Queen Jean, let me know if you're there. Can I get hear me good? What's going on? All right, so we're going to give it a few seconds. Let Queen tap in. Today is Friday, January 27th, 2023. And again, this is Fabulous Flashback Friday, where we bring to you all sorts of different throwback jams, different groups. We have verses. You can catch all replays right here on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead and look up those previous shows. You might find something that you might like. Just hit press play and you are good to go. A couple of things going on right now currently in the news. The five officers that unfortunately did go ahead and they allegedly killed the young man Tyree in Memphis. The people are now taking to the streets in Atlanta, I hear, in Memphis, where they're going ahead and they're marching and they're getting it ready. They're getting it going. The video of the deadly police beating of Tyree Nichols, it was released today. It's just a real difficult situation.
What did you
situation.
Think about that, Cuzzo?
Okay, fam, I was just going to say that I was feeling like I don't want to see it. It is out there. I know people are viewing it. It's horrible.
Me too.
To answer
I did
your
too.
Question.
As soon as I saw it, I didn't want to watch anymore.
Yeah, it's actually horrible. If anyone out there, you have any comments or anything you want to say about that, speak your mind. Our call-in number is 914-803-4001. That was
terrible.
Really, really bad. It was very terrible. The Memphis police chief tells Don Lemon from CNN, the video of the Tyree Nichols beating at the hands of Memphis police is about the same, if not worse, than the 1991 police beating of Rodney King, which led to riots in Los Angeles. So the law enforcement officers there and the organization out there in Memphis, they're definitely speaking out. President Joe Biden also just called Tyree Nichols' parents. He talked to them for more than 10 minutes. He actually tattooed my name on his arm, his mom told Biden. Prayers for the mother, the family. Of course you wouldn't wish that on anyone, but Jesus, it's like, here we go again. It's just a mess. So I'm going to keep my eye on it. But like I said, if anyone out there, if you have any comments, let it off your chest. No, don't go out there and do nothing, erratic. It'll make you want to do that. It's no different. I hear a lot of talk about, well, it was this color and it was, if they was white, they wouldn't have, let's stay away from all of that. All of that is unimportant. What's important that this family does get justice. So definitely praying for them. I did hear a little beep beep. Is that my queen pulling up? All right, I'm going to give us some more seconds on that one. So, yeah, Mr. G Lou, if you're still there, Tell me what you feel about what's going on in Memphis right now.
Well, first of all, the Queen is checking in and checking out, so I don't know what's going on and she's having some issues. But I feel I'm the same way. Like, I've been hearing about it, just hearing about it all week. And, you know, I hadn't really tapped into it because I'm like you. I just like, man. But today, you know, a couple people told me they're going to be showing it on TV. And I still wasn't like, I'm going to watch it. I was actually watching something else. And I guess it's like breaking news. They're putting it on every channel. Like, you know what I mean? So, it just came on my wire. So I just had to watch it. And I'm like, wow, well, let me check this out. You know, and immediately, you know, I was just like, wow, you know, they're showing all the different videos, like, I guess, different cams from the different police. So the same video, but they're showing different looks and all that. And it was just, first of all,
the different angles, angles.
I think it was just sad, like, to see those black officers. And I'm not saying that in a way where, like, we got to get special treatment, but to see how they were and then how they acted towards him and how they were talking to him. It was just like, you know, like, you know, they were talking like some dudes in the streets. I'm like, niggas, I deal with, you deal with in the street. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, this is how they was talking. I'm going to blow your head off. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. You know, like, surprise, they ain't say nigga. You know, nigga, turn around. It was just like they were just like on the streets with it, you know. So, but, you know, I understand maybe they're going to try to say he ran and all that, you know, which gives them cause and all that. But again, when they caught him, I just don't think it takes all that. Obviously, that was a little frail, skinny dude. You can't tell me off where you off. They just use an excuse sometimes, okay, when you're not all the way submitting, say, like, give me your arms, like, so they can cuff them. That gives them, you know, they use that as a reason to just go off and beat the shit out of you, because you can't tell me that four or five of you guys couldn't restrain him. No other than that, it was like you were doing extras, trying to tase the shit out of him, spraying with mace, and dumbass was on spraying himself. Did you see that? He sprayed his own self. You know, it's like, I just don't think it takes all that. And I understand maybe they're going to say he resisted because he didn't just let you cuff him. But like he was trying to say in the beginning, he never did anything. Y'all just pulled him over and snatched him out the car. You know, I don't know what had transpired, but it don't seem like that little dude. I don't know. I don't get that from that guy. You know what I mean? But I understand he ran and all that. They definitely get mad when you run, you know, but to be four black officers, I just think they could have handled that better. It was just poor judgment how they handled it. And then we don't even know sometimes too, you got to take in account or take in consideration that sometimes all the people you pull over, you don't know what their mental state is. You don't know what's going on. Like, we don't know if this guy had issues or what. So everybody's just not going to comply the way you want all the time. And I've seen the same thing happen with not to be racist or anything. We're not, like you said, we're not doing that, but I'm just going to state the obvious. I've definitely seen other videos with cops, but they weren't black. So I don't know. Sometimes they say, like Ice Cube said 30 years ago, black police doing more than the white cop, showing out for the white cop. So I don't know if that's the case. But I've seen when they, you know, when white people have been pulled over and acting all sporadic and crazy, they don't do anything. But like I said, again, they weren't black officers. So I don't know. But overall, it was just terrible. I didn't really want to continue watching it.
Yeah.
Keep it real. I think
it looks
real
initiation, like real initiation-ish.
And how they were talking and all that.
Why did you guys do that? Right, it never takes that much.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
it don't
so
take all
bad.
That. But they're gonna use that. Like I said, he didn't comply or put your hands on you know. So when they, I guess he wasn't doing that fast enough. So that gives them a reason to just beat the shit out of him, tase him, beat him. That little boy was strong. Obviously though, they was tasing him. He still got on. I was like, wow. You know what I mean? But they was mad
That's
about
horrible.
That.
Horrible.
That was
crazy.
That was crazy. It's not funny
like
at all. I'm just
down.
Saying, you know.
Total beat
That was
down.
Crazy.
Total beat down. Yeah.
I think Queen is here.
Prayers up. Yay.
Hey. Good evening.
Ring
everyone.
The alarm.
So I know I may sound a little different tonight because I couldn't get this set up. I don't know what's happening besides the things that are kind of dominating
you sound good,
my
actually.
Mind at the time. Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
thank you. Which is, you know, I was listening to what you both were speaking on, and I know the show isn't about that, but it can't not be overlooked by not being spoken on.
Amen.
Right.
It's a terrible video. It's a terrible way that this 29-year-old young man died driving home, not even expected anything like that's going to happen. A few miles, a few blocks, but he's near his home, so he's
trying to go
mom,
home.
Thinking, he's in a familiar area, so now I'm calling mom. He really, in his mind, he thought his mother was going to be able to hear him as far as she was. But that was his cry out. He was crying out. And I agree. Them niggas, I hope them niggas pay for what they get.
Yeah.
Because that's what, you know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit.
That's what they acting like niggas. They acting like niggas in the street.
That's why, and look, G. Lou, you know I don't call a nigga unless they act
like
niggas.
Right, me too.
And them are niggas. Them are some big old bully-ass niggas.
How they was talking and all that.
By Scorpions. They were just being bullies. The bottom line, they're being bullies, and they think they have this badge of honor to stand behind. You know what I'm saying?
My thing is this, too, Queen. Check this out. Not to cut you off, but I'm gonna cut out of here. But my thing is this. That lets me know too. What is the point of these body cameras? I think the only time these body cameras are brought into play is when something like this does happen. Because look, if he wouldn't have died, you think those would have been released? Because to me, you have body cams, which they make them wear now, but it didn't seem like they were bothered at all by them body cams. Like, it was normal to still whoop his ass, talk shit, like that won't be looked at. So that makes me question
because
that.
It's
like,
not just the body cameras that's filming. There's cameras everywhere. They were
didn't
in the residential
care.
Area.
But I'm saying their own cameras were filming,
area.
Too. But their own cameras
right.
were filming, too, and they were just talking crazy and just, like, didn't care. It wasn't like they were,
yeah,
you know.
But they didn't care. They didn't. So it ain't.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
what is the point of these body cameras then? If we're not going to get the real until, like I say, if this wouldn't have happened, we wouldn't even have probably seen all that. If he wouldn't have died.
No, that's true. But
so how many
God,
times are they doing this? They were comfortable, especially in Memphis. You know, it's crazy over there. I think they were comfortable.
Yeah,
they whooped plenty of dudes' ass. I ain't going to say niggas. They probably whooped plenty of people's ass in their time.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, it's so many people around the world who's very angry about this. You know, you have some people having mixed feelings because they feel like it was this or that, but that's not even important as far as
yeah,
I'm concerned.
Right.
It's just that, you know, I think it's a shame that they did what they did. This man didn't do anything to warrant him to be beaten that bad, and then a few days later he dies in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Like, who expects that type of phone call when you're dealing with a young man who don't bother nobody, has never had any encounters with the police? None.
And what would they say? And what did they even say he's being charged? I mean, besides, okay, they could say he's evading the officer, but what was he even, was he charged with anything besides that? Like,
he was never
the whole point
charged
of it?
With anything.
Wow.
It didn't even matter.
Wow.
Even the chief of police said that she don't even see a reason why they had to pull him over.
They stopped him. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then,
they didn't have a reason.
Yeah.
And that's why he said, what did I do? Why are you guys, you know, stopping me?
And then Queen, look, like I was telling Cousin Marcy, then, okay, thank you. I see that message. I'm like, then, too, it's like you don't never know someone's mental state. Like, every person is not going to probably respond the way you want. You don't know if this dude had issues, mental or whatever, because it sounded like, you know, you just don't know. So him being terrified he's getting pulled over, maybe not never been pulled over. And scared of police, you don't never know, so everybody's not going to respond the way you want. That don't give you a reason to just treat them like that. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying, because they don't get the reaction they want. You know what I mean? He still wasn't a threat to them.
I definitely
like
understand what you're saying. Yeah, I can dig it. It's just... Because
that's
going to
be their excuse.
He
resisted. He didn't put his hands behind his back.
They can have,
maybe he didn't want to because he knew he didn't do shit.
They can have all the excuses that they want. It's not going to make a difference at this point. They can come. They can come in there and try to convince whoever they want to convince. But it's in God's hands now. See.
Oh yeah, and they marked men because they faces all over the place. In Memphis, they don't.
Absolutely.
I see them. They gonna have to be on the low.
Come out there in PC and some unit that they gave. They're in protective custody. So
it definitely
like,
better
you're
be.
You're hearing different things. Yeah, definitely. But look, even protective custody. I'm not saying it correctly. It's not protective anymore.
No, you did.
No,
they're not
right.
Protective anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank you, cousin. It's like you got people that's behind the walls that got money, and they would pay these trustees or these officers who walk out their door and go home to their family. They'll help them killed
them. And
then
the police,
you know,
they probably
saying?
Don't got the back of the police like they think. They probably not backing them no more like that either because all this pressure on them.
Absolutely.
Like, y'all on y'all own.
Absolutely. They don't deserve. But anyway, you know, it is sad. It's very sickening. And, yes, I did cry. I'm sure a lot of people cried, you know, or felt some kind of way because that's just a sad thing to see. And like they say, it reminds you of the Rodney King riot. I mean, when the Rodney King thing happened, you know what I'm saying? When Rodney King got beat,
same
the
thing.
Same
thing. It was a traffic stop turned into all that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm out. You guys have a great show.
What a big
Thank
difference.
You.
Thank you so much, our wonderful producer. Do your hand clap button. That was Mr. G. Lou Queen. You made it. I was waiting on you. How are you, though, today? How was your Friday?
My Friday was relaxed. It was pretty chill. You know, went out a little bit. It was so cold out here, like truly cold. And I was like, I didn't get back in the house. And but it was a really good chill day. You know, no complaints.
Good.
So yeah, what about yourself? What about yourself? I couldn't set my system up, so that's what happened. I should have tried it before coming on air, like way early. I'm here.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, you're here. You're sounding great. My Friday was the same. Got a little outside time today, errand-wise, but I don't know. It was just a beautiful, the wind was blowing for a couple of days. So it was really nice and pretty out today. So I tried to be thankful for that, you know. But other than that, just chilling too. A 20-minute nap turned into, oh my gosh, it's time for the show. So, but hey, you know, jeez.
I hear you. Yeah, I definitely hear you. But yeah, it was a nice day, you know, blessed day. So anyway, how's everybody doing? Thank you for tuning in and listening to us talking. If you have anything that you want to speak on that, what we were talking about, Tyree Nichols, feel free to dial 914-803-4001. Press 1, and we can still talk about it on the show. So if you want to chime in, feel free to chime in. In the meantime, say your prayers, you know, put prayers up for the family. So anyway, what we got going on tonight?
Exactly.
I know there's a concert going, like a for real concert going in Detroit. Right now.
Really?
Yeah.
With this?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I was like, wow, what a coincidence. Absolutely.
That's crazy. I know. I wanted to try my luck and try to contact Crazy, but I was like, oh, I'll wait till we're done. But we are, you know, it's so, not going to say perfect because we don't like these situations we were just talking about, but a group that, you know, they've been a little controversial when they first came out in 1993. A lot of people thought they were devil worshipers or, you know, they talked about things in current times back then, just like unfortunately it will always be, you know, police brutality. And you'll hear it a lot of times in their lyrics, F the po-po's. We're talking about none other than Bone Thugs in Harmony. From Cleveland, Ohio, USA, formerly known as Bone Enterprises, pardon me, folks. Members include Busy Bone, Flesh and Bone, Crazy Bone, Wishbone, and Lazy Bone, and they all happen to be related. This is more so of a family affair, with Crazy and Lazy being brothers, which is their cousin, and Flesh and Lazy are brothers as well. So they're just regarded as, you know, like one of the greatest hip-hop acts of all time. They're the only group that has worked with renowned American rappers Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G., Eazy-E, and Big Pun while they were all still alive. They're ranked like really high. MTV called them the most melodic hip-hop group of all time. I've had many arguments with many different people like, they are not singers. No, they are not singers, but, you know, they used to get clowned a lot, and I used to hate that. Like, they're not singers, they're rappers, to each their own, but I've always liked Bone since they came out. If you all have any requests for them, again, don't hesitate to call in. We're here for you. But yeah, Queen, that's where we're headed tonight. And I remember many a day me and you cruising down the boulevard in Alexis. Yes, and you were slaying your bone as well. So yeah, it's gonna be a good time tonight. Yeah. And of course, shout out to Eazy-E who discovered them, gave them their first shot. They were so heartbroken, like many of us were, and they fought tirelessly to say he didn't go out the way that they said, you know, that he did. But yeah, they got really close to him in a short time, and he did do a lot for them. So shout out to Compton CPT, Eazy-E, and of course NWA. So yeah, I'm not gonna hold y'all too much longer. We gonna get this bone party cracking. I'm ready when you are.
You're cracking.
Let's get it cracking.
Yeah, feel like some bone thugs, and let's stay in harmony while we thugging and boning, or boning and thugging, whichever way you want to be doing it.
Right. Out there messing with innocent people. Check this out, sir. We gotta go take it right on from the top. The thuggish, ruggish bone. Fabulous Fridays, Cousin Marcy, Queen Dean, and Jesus.
But we are against those thugs.
How perfect is that?
Right?
Slip and neglect. turn up the turntable and dust it off the classics. Here comes another flashback.
My mama is praying, I'm slaying, I'm gay, I'm late, I'm all up off in the coffin, ready to fade on. The up on the shit with the drug interruption. Creep out your seat with your weak, I'm the stiff. I got none of my niggas was bluffing. One in love with a murder main, a murder gang, the same with a bang, bang, bang. Cameras is a bump, you know, far from the wall, I'll say, yeah, bang. Put a murder ball, oh, no, oh, when it sucks up. Stop 40-foot, 20, that's a popo. Stop them, drop them, no, don't tell me your phone. That's bros, you know, nigga, we can be bluffing with bang, insane. When I put one to you, step on my mother, then blow out your brain.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the-G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
What the queen said right there, one love, Ashe, and peace, 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 be still. Yes.
Definitely peace. Definitely that. Happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday today. This is the Aquarius. This is the Aquarius month right now. That's who's representing the astrology is the Aquarius, the age of the Aquarius is water sign.
Oh, so, goodness.
Yes, happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday or anniversary or celebration of the birth of a child. Just whatever you're celebrating, congratulations. Enjoy yourself. Have fun, 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 but be safe.
You make me think of one of my favorite songs. That Dawning of the Age of Aquarius. You know that's my song. Yes, Cousin Marcy can get a little corny, guys.
The Age of Aquarius. The Age of Aquarius. DJ Maniac always sneaks in with that laugh.
What, right? Okay.
That's his way of introducing himself. I'm letting y'all know I'm here. You hear
right.
me in the background?
You hear me laughing? I hear you laughing back there.
How you
and
doing,
you
DJ Maniac?
Queen Jean.
How are you?
Doing good.
I'm all right. I'm feeling good. Yourself?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you. It's good that you're feeling good. It's good to have you here with us hanging out.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't wait.
Here
for
so the
are
phone excited?
Tell our friends and family what we got coming up with DJ Maniac and, you know.
Oh, G-Lou. Oh, yeah. Soul of the Streets, Volume 3. It should be coming out around February. I can't wait.
Yeah, February the 3rd, I do believe, 23. G. Lou, you can let me know if I'm not correct, but I think it's February the 3rd.
Yep.
Next month. That's in a few days. Like, you know, y'all get ready. I mean, are y'all ready? Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ready. y'all got to
no.
Yeah, y'all got to get that. Yeah. Y'all got to get that. Produced by DJ Maniac. Digital West. Shout out to Digital West at the Bone Thugs and Harmony Real Concert tonight. Hanging out with the boys.
That's what's up.
And the Dean, Detroit, yes.
That is what's up.
Like,
for real.
Right on right there. Mm-hmm.
So he did good tonight. Wow. And you know, February 3rd, that's a Friday. That's
a
Friday, y'all.
Oh, big showcase. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'll be perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We got
all
DJ
right,
Maniac
y'all.
On the line with
he
us.
Sure do.
Came to hang out with us.
Make sure you ask for any requests you have, DJ Maniac. I know I didn't get them all, but if you got any favorite bone of yours to your liking, make sure you let us know while you're back there. Callers 914-803-4001. If you want to request the song by Bone, we can fit Easy in there. Anybody, we don't discriminate. And also, if you want to speak your mind on what's going on in Memphis right now. Rest in peace to Tyree, and we just going to keep this thing moving. Check this out, y'all. We're going to go next to Still Off the Creeping on the Come Up. Let's get into some East 1999. Okay. Cleveland in the house. Fabulous Friday. Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, G-Lou, and DJ Maniac. Let's go.
Anybody watch, like it's so strong. Great bone, back right, take my stuff. Kept it like an honest toast in the game. It's an everyday thing when you're letting us hang. Gotta make it grand at least daily, man. Them Cleveland hustlers, living no bustlers. Good to the heartbeat of an from the land food. And the old school, just serve our sisters and big group of the true. Rest in peace, little nigga, rest to stress that bone. Love smoking no wood, cause I'm making most of calling. I'm a nigga, but it's time to noodle. In the 99 seconds, don't drop to the number one. But you got so run, run. Cleveland is the city.
Cleveland is the city where we come from, so run, run. Cleveland is the city where we come from, so run, run. Cleveland. So check it out, y'all. You are listening to the G Lou Show, and this is DJ Clientele. It's hot, it's happening, it's popping. Tune in, and you're going to get a treat every single time. Word up.
Shout out to DJ Yella, and we are back. Shout out to DJ Unique, too. Bones DJ, he really did capture that. I don't know, even though it was from Cleveland, they had that sound, like it sounded like West Coast to me. But yeah,
yes.
I was, yeah, he really captured
no
that.
Actually, DJ Unique is from LA, Marcy, so that's why.
Oh, now I get it. Thank you. Okay.
He wanted the greatest, though.
Yeah, he's very underrated. And I think he was with them, too, when they did the verses. He's still with them. But, yeah, to make those lyrics, they're definitely racy. They were violent. But for some reason, they made it so melodic and enjoyable. It was like, oh, we're not talking about going to, you know, do something bad to somebody. So just shout out to all them again. Yeah, that was East 1999. Well, if y'all are ready, I am ready. We could keep this thing on moving. We're going to go on and get to Creppin' We Came.
Oh,
that's the one, right?
Understand that. Understand
right?
Creppin'
understand.
We Came.
Okay.
Understand that.
Kevin, it's Friday.
Talking careful, talking careful. Ready to bless you if we have to say this. Nigga make good, nigga.
sleeping on the night night, reaching for my night, reaching for your shit, wish you would. Pumping the plugs, put them in the body bag, nigga, that's your cash, nigga, that's your life. Nigga, it's like that with my shit, clap one through the temple, straight to the mind. Better than the clear, get them much love, need them more buzz, get them some dumb, dumb smoke. Meet me in that yum, yum, dope. And it ain't shit, just want some things, put in my gang to your throat.
Niggas stay down for my same thing. Put them in bullets, I've been in the brains of the busters. Hustlers, so nigga never trust us. We the motherfuckers, touch the drugs, let's drug this bumpster. Nigga, the shots on the blouses, nigga, the pimp top. Let's hang, swing, and get more insane. So many hoes that took us lost. Nigga, get tough for the boss, and I'm off the roof with a put it down. Bomb, when I fuck with a thug, you're wrong. On the round, they make, when I spray that chrome. Bullets, they fly, niggas, they die. I'm coming up with a racket, mine, he's blind. They die, no better than crime, with a thug, it's fine. It's time to grind, dropping the time. Ain't ready to hang, pulling the trigger to blow out your brain. Bone get a game, man, we creeping, we came.
Fabulous Fridays. Any takers on what they said on that chorus? To this day, I still don't know what he said.
You know what I kind of realized about myself a few mornings ago? I was listening to music, and I was actually listening to some of the lyrics of the, you know, some of the stuff that's a little younger for me. But listen, what I did learn is that I'd be more into beats, like, and that's why a lot of times when you pick, when you choose songs, I'd be like, oh, I'm not familiar with that, and then when I hear it, it's like, okay, I know the song, but because of the titles or whatever, if it makes any sense. But I'd really be more focused on beats. I noticed that, focused on beats, especially with the music coming out now versus the old school music, you know.
Yeah, it's very important. That's where what it really started was the beat. You had your DJ and or the producer, and the MC was just there, you know, in the background, really pumping up the DJ, the person that brought the beat. So yeah, you're absolutely totally understandable, right?
Hey, I just wanted to say, on Sunday, February 5th, 2023, my Tribe Rise always come out. They always come out. They're starting at 1 o'clock p.m. It's a march, Compassion for Black Lives, and it's on Sunday, February 5th, at 2023, starting at 1 o'clock p.m. at Loma Alta Park, and they will march to Charles White Park at 1:30 p.m. So it's justice for Tyree Nichols, Keenan Anderson, and Charles Towns. So it's a march, and they're marching for police reform, prosecute killer cops, restore humanity, stop police violence. So Compassion for Black Lives is what it's called. And that would be my Tribe Rise. They are always doing these marches, and they're a great nonprofit organization. So check them out as well. Go on their website, mytriberise.org, and check them out. Read what their statement is, what they are about, and donate if you can. And also on Saturday, we have Sylvia Nunn, which is tomorrow, giving out food at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. So check her out at 12 o'clock afternoon, first come, first serve. But don't fear, it's always enough to go around. So just make it down there and share that information. And also check out our website, thegluShow.com website. You can purchase all unisex apparel, previous Blog Talk Radio shows, and also the amazing catalog music of G. Lou, which includes DJ Maniac and Digital West. So check that out. And the G. Lou YouTube After Hours, if you have a conversation tonight there. So check them out at 9:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. So let's keep thugging.
That's right, Queen. That's right. Today we're feeling a little thuggy, okay? Shout out to Eazy-E, rest in peace, Compton's most finest. Shout out to Lil E, too. He just dropped a project with Daz Dillinger. So any fans of them, go ahead and check that out. But, yeah, we're going to keep this thing moving. We're going to keep it thugging. We're going to go get into some, the root of all what, Queen? Evil for the love of money.
Mm.
They did this.
They did.
For the love of
money.
It's happening.
Clip in my line, living chick Pacific and chalk it, fall in the nighttime, gotta get mine. Ain't taking the stress of the thoughts, it's time for the phone. Call up my nigga, stand at home, polishing the back 10 chrome. Got a dick we can hit, so bring your shit, cause once again it's dumb. Sit it on with a flip of birth, my wig to the curb, so I'm swerving, roll out. To pick up the 666 thug and follow the murder for robbing the dope pop. Smoke up by the May bomb so high, not coming to slay with both grenades and a gauge. I'ma play with till I'm up all in the grave. Been late, filling in the dry late, which part of the place ain't quick. We rolled up, with those to the living room, hopped out of the car and started to blow up. Up, fucking a kaboom, it blew all them bodies all over the room. Them doom, and gotta move fast, why the purple's coming? Snatch up me, yummy, so nigga don't think it's funny. I'm coming up quicker than not quite, cause flesh be loving this money.
I'm giving up love to the hustlers, all them fake clipped up, just making that money, stand on your feet. And you better believe, gotta have that seat for the green leaf, never catch me sleep. Standing on the grind, getting my stand down from a crime, and I hit up the 9-9. Giving up that yayo, making me say yo, 20 nickels and dimes. Hit up a stick up a lick up that 211. Gotta get what's mine, been bailing. Me kicking up dust, I'm trailing, failing 187. That's how it is, and I got to have it in the night quite. Mission to check the meal and still be real, thugging on the clock, clock creeping on the come up. Won't sleep till I'm done up. Gotta blaze me blunt up, hunt up another pot and skin. Gotta make some great results, just nut up. That business on, even though the Buddha run me, done me feeling lovely, but I'm just in it for the love of the money.
Gotta make your money, man.
Making sure the motherfuckers don't see me. Now my fat's like a rock tail, yeah, I stuffed them. Police on my draws, I had to pause, and yeah, it's still motherfuck them. Now my game is tight, tight as fuck, it's my game. Easy motherfucking E or Eric Wright, it's all the same. Now niggas might trip on how I stack my grip. I got to have it, bitch. For the love of this shit. Let me down the 9-9 and you will find all of me kind. Check out the grips to nail, drop down, run them up out of me hood, red. Take when I'm making me grip, with them in click, roll them in growth flip. The thug I be, me, put them in mud, fuck them in pump blood. Got nothing to lose, bitch, you better respect grip. Or you best just check this slug, it's going down. So they pumping 3 rounds, gunning with them in gang, fine. Gotta make that money, man, it's still the same. Said it running things wild in front of me now. While I take you up into a barrel of a gun.
Put it up, you're done for the butt, I remember.
get my discounts until the tempo and dumb bone raw dog and some niggas just make this shit simple and run. Niggas when nigga, me fellin' with bullets and dumpin' rivers, remember me killer now. I'm under me dig ya, 6 feet in the ditch and get with it, cause bitch you was slippin', I'll get you and rip ya, then fuck ya down. City rubbin' the steel, they makin' the killer, niggas drug dealin', needin' a million, nothin' drugs, but the thugs be chillin'. For the money these niggas be sellin', up in the gut, when you find a nigga thuggin', up in the brains and skullin'. And when I stick you and flick you, up in my rocket, I'm a foe to love and more. Bone in the motherfucking house for the 9 quarts, nigga. Yeah, rolling with ruthless in this bitch. My nigga Lazy Bone, Busy Bone, Wishbone, and Flesh and Bone. And I'm that nigga Crazy Bone in the motherfucking hell.
Hey, check this out. I'm just checking in right quick. I gotta say this before the show goes on. I gotta give a special rest in peace shout out to the homie Uncle Chuck from 1500 and Nothing. I know some of you may not know that name. You hear it, but you've heard him on Hella Records. He definitely collabs with Snoop a lot. The guy you always hear with Snoop, who kind of sounds like John Legend. He's on that Wonder What They Do. All of that, man. He passed away young age. Again, another one gone too soon. Rest in peace to Uncle Chuck. I got to say that. And the homie Digital West just hit me too. He said send his love to everyone. He's at the show, but he wanted to send his love. And he sent me a picture, right, of him with a Bone shirt on. I'm paying attention. I'm like, hold up. We had Crazy on there. And I looked at him. I say, that's who your ass look like. You don't look like me. You look like Crazy Bone, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to Digital West, man. He talking about he look like me. You look like Crazy Bone, bro. Shout out to D West. I'm out, y'all. I just wanted to put that in there.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
But yeah, rest in peace.
Shout out to Maniac, too.
Yeah,
I've seen that on. I've seen it on Instagram that he had passed away. So yeah, I said, you know, pray
one of my favorite songs.
2023. Yeah.
Guess what,
ooh-wee,
guys?
2023. What's happening?
Guess what I just figured out. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Falling for safety, we make it in chill. That's what
they
said. Ballin' for safety, we make it and chill. Ballin' for safety, we make it and chill.
Ballin' for safety, we make it and chill.
Get it chill, yep.
Oh,
got to break down.
Right on.
Okay. Right on, right on. Yeah, you know me. You know I got a day, Law and Order, SVU. I got to figure this out. Okay. Alrighty. So, yes, you are cruising with us. We are on Fabulous Flashback Fridays. I've been forgetting that Fabulous Queen. I got it back together. Queen G, Cousin
okay.
Mercy, DJ Maniac, and Mr. G Lou. We just got For the Love of Money, and we're going to take it into Mr. Bill Collector. Pay your bills. Pay your bills.
Don't leave nothing shut off. Slip your stone.
No, ma'am.
You came to my ooh. Ooh. Did I pay that?
Fuckin' with my money, nigga, no. Super grippy with a pump, then I kill them all. Pump flex with blood, hit the wall. What the fuck, not yo, who you gonna call? With the niggas in the club, and with the party, better come under the fence, another pump, bitch. So a nigga just can't fuck me. Nigga better have me cash, or I kill his old family. When they twerk, pump blast, not test me. Never ever let a nigga ride when they think he finna slide. My baby finna spine for the money. Niggas had the plenty in cash, and that's when me lose it. Put slugs in that ass, they tell it. And I never wanna say no. Oh, do this motherfucker tryna keep a nigga in slow. If it's this mother primo, gonna go everything, gonna glitch, cause I don't know. Gotta make that money, man. Give me all my change, it's a murder thing now. Even in this dummy game, niggas coming up slain. From collecting they claim, not leather fame. Against the mask, a nigga been blessed. Nigga better respect ya. We can see the good collector. Every killing nigga for the flag.
Nigga better pay them dues, running with truth. Nothing to lose, everything to prove. Little thug from the same town, never caught sleeping. Always on the come up creeping. Running this shit, not putting that bone down. Gotta let a nigga know for the love of cheese. Move a thang in the 9-5. Rolling with ruthless, stuck with my niggas from the clear. And we're smoking them green leaves. Fuck with me now, well nigga don't care. Stress straight, leather face in the place. On a mission, jumping, messing with my bankroll. Niggas wanna get. Don't ball, so I thank them prank hoes. And they better know me, taking them a losses. Put them in the coffin and they knock me better off. And these niggas, they don't know me, they can't know me. Thought you had a homie, but just fuck
fucking bossin'. Nigga gotta give me mine on the 9-9 and the 9-5. Body jumpin' when you hit my pistol selector down. Respect that true house and underground shit, Mr. Bill Collector Bone. Thank ya, people make me stank ya. Time to be the beard, right to chill up on that. Catch a slug, a chill bill. Collect a better respect, don't move thug. Selling drugs, pumping slugs. All up in that rag, don't check em. Click, click, fall to the ground when the clock bomb. Make the chest pump blood. And take it too long, better drop it on down. Or you catch it too good, and hey. Should they give them a beat to the most thugs. Military quick to pop, now you dead, yeah. Gotta pull that nine, and the niggas every time. Selling rocks on the 9-9. Gotta put them on the pay, if you wanna die. Put them in the grave, better give me all them dimes.
Take his life, but the nigga tried to run and get away with me. Hey, oh.
on the memory. My sound, my tone, my delivery. My maze is Frankie Beverly. Heavily influenced, I do it like you can. I'm the weed to the zag with the bag of the drink. Get live, that's five on the black hand side. I try to stay live with a piece of the pie. I heard fish don't burn in the kitchen. The baby gangsters, they in the hood and on a mission. You pump them up, they fuck it up. Now what you need to do is suck it up. Now chug it up. What it do, dawg? I thought you rolled the beat like Big
Flashback Friday. Seeing something interesting just now. Passed by the news desk. Looks like Wacky 100 is joining the conversation on what's going on in Memphis. He said it's not the color of the skin, it's the color of the uniform. Now the legal side will see the first set of pictures and sentence them as such, Negroes, people of color in positions of authority. We need you to see us before you seek acceptance from them. And he gives his condolences to the family. Yep.
Well, tonight on the G. Lou Show Friday night interviews, I have a guest who's going to be on there holding the conversation with G. Lou. And that special guest is Moneybagg Rose. So yeah, that's who's going to be on tonight, 9:30 p.m. So everybody check in if you're available. Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, a lot of people are so, you know, the world is affected by this, you know. So at least, you know, his death won't be in vain. There's a lot of people speaking out on it. Sad, sad, sad. Absolutely.
Yeah. Sounding funky back there. What's that back there? Okay. All right.
That's
we still on this.
DJ.
Right?
DJ Maniac. Oh,
yeah.
Look at the real lazy bone. They got their pose working. What's happening? What's happening?
Not
talk
much. Just trying to stay up.
Trying to stay up. You tired?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, you can relax. you can even fall asleep.
But don't go to sleep on this next one.
No.
It might make you sleepy. It might make you sleepy, okay? Go get your gummy bears and your cookies and your chocolate. Another thing they're known for is their partake of the marijuana. We're going to get into some bud smokers only. Only. Okay.
Right.
Nobody
on.
Else.
That part right there.
Nobody
else. Feel like hippies. Let's do this.
Right. Sit in a field of daisies. Maybe people will calm the freak down. Sit your ass down. Get in the circle.
All the way in the back. What the hell?
Get out the car.
We stuck. That was some good shit.
All right, let's get some water, guys. Let's get some water.
Nobody paid attention to what just happened. Like, oh, we here.
Oh,
we
God.
Stuck.
Oh,
we were stuck. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, gosh, good old days. You can't even do that anymore, right? You can't even do that no more today, guys. Man.
No.
I guess. Well, since it's coming on around the bend, y'all, it's coming on around the bend. It'll be here in, 4 days? Oh, Jesus help us all. First of the month, guys. It's gonna come around.
Yeah,
it
that's pretty quick though, right? It's pretty quick. Yeah, it's pretty quick because the January, well, it seemed like it just, you know, the new year just started, but it's pretty quick, and look at all the things that has happened in this 1 month of a new year. So many things have happened out there.
Yeah.
Had a lot of tragedies too, but ooh wee, yes indeed.
We're just gonna try to keep it fabulous. That's right. And I hear in the background, I think we have a caller, Queen.
Okay, caller, you're on the air. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Fishbone from the Notorious Bone Thugs in Harmony, and you're tuned in to Flashback Fridays with Cousin Marcy and Queen Jean.
Hey.
What's going on, y'all?
We are
right on, Fishbone.
We over here thugging. We just got out the car, and we trying to find something to eat because we all hungry.
Oh, my God. I've been thugging for over 30 years with Bone. I could tell y'all a story or blow your mind. We're sitting in the Jeep.
Please.
We're sitting in the Jeep. Me, Easy, Quick, and Ham. And Easy pulls out a cassette, slaps it in, and it's Bone. And he said, "What y'all think of this?" And we like, "Man, I can't understand a word they saying." And Easy said, "That's why it's going to work." Those are the exact words. And look at it, 30 years later, they're international superstars.
Right.
Wow.
And I've chilled with all of them. Everybody is cool. And, man, especially me and Crazy Bone, oh, we got stories like a dog. But, man, it's great to see from that day one of that cassette, and now they're international superstars. And they went through a gang of stuff to be where they at now. That's what people don't understand. Y'all see the limelight and the gold plaques, but the violence and the all other shit that came along with being that is crazy. And then when Fletch ended up going to jail, I remember the last time we was with them, 2014, and Fletch didn't even want to come out of the hotel. It's after the concert, we chilling, and he stayed in his room after the show. He didn't want to come out the room. Everybody, man, is going crazy and getting girls. And he said, "Nah, man, I'm just going to sit here and, you know, man, just chill." So I feel kind of bad. So I sat there and chilled with him because I was about to run out there, man, and go crazy. The girls was crazy. And this was in Fresno, California. They was going crazy. And I said, "Nah, man, I'm going to chill and hang and talk to you." So, man,
wow.
big love, man, out to Bone. Because they put in the work.
That's right.
They had to take the bruises that came along with it. And they've been in every fucking country. In America. They've been in more countries than Easy was ever in. Feel me? That right there is big. I'm not talking about they've been in possibly every state in the United States. But I'm talking about internationally. They've been everywhere. Bone is like Wu-Tang. You know, they can go to China and shit like that. That right there is...
You're absolutely right, Sweet. They are big.
Man,
they headline mostly all their shows, even with the biggest... When they do all these big shows with the biggest artists and all that, they always mostly headline. Them or Ice... You know, you got to be probably Cube to be behind them, but they headline pretty much every show with all your other favorite rappers. Bone will headline. You know what I mean? Yeah. They are big.
Even on the Hot of West was one tour. That might be Cube or Snoop, but they right there.
Yeah. But they right there, yeah. For sure.
They right there. And internationally. They be performing in front of white people, Australia, Canada. I'm talking about everywhere.
Every country, like
Amsterdam. Amsterdam, it's like, come on, man. They went through some shit. Turmoil, everybody want to leave the group, come back to the group, figure out...
They still going through it. I think Fizzy left again.
He left again, wow. Wow.
Dang. Yeah, he touring by his, he's touring alone right now. He's doing his own tour.
That's what happens when you get bigger than your britches, as they say. Some folks get bigger than their britches, you know, and shit. They'll do a David Ruffin on you in a minute. Everybody, man, will flip out and do a David Ruffin on you. But, man.
Or the homie Flash. Or the homie Flash.
Flash. It gets
lonely at the top.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Five heartbeat.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? You want to lead a group so bad, right? Because you think you the shit. And then you lead a group, and then your shit flop. And now you butt hurt because all the group mad at you because you left to go solo. And now you want to be humble. You kind of want to come back. it's crazy. It's crazy. But that's showbiz. They call that showbiz. They
Fish
really call that.
Plug
yes,
the YouTube channel where your interview is with Crazy. If you know what channel that is.
Oh, hold on. I happen to be sitting next to a computer because I'm multifaceted. Big word out here in these streets. Hold on, I'll tell you exactly. I didn't know you had saw that interview.
Saw that interview. Great interview.
Yeah, because they
was
giving us
free
Corona.
Stories.
They was giving us free Coronas all night. I think I had about a six pack.
That was on a crazy show that he used to do.
Yeah, yeah, that was a fun ass day though. That old day.
Yeah,
was
they made me to type in their names, but yeah, definitely appreciate the story.
It was a great show. Great man. Just great vibe, man. Bone is, man, real cool dudes, man. They actually deserve everything, man, that they got. You know, they earned it. As long as you earn it, shit, somebody's supposed to give it to you. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, man, I don't want to talk y'all ear off. I was just, you know, tapping in as usual. I wish I had a female co-host that I could get to come in. And, you know, do a radio show with me every now and then. If y'all know somebody, tell her to get at me.
Listeners, did you hear that? Fishbone is looking for a female co-host.
You a fool.
Okay. 914-803.
You know, just,
you can't keep stealing mine, cuz. I love you, cuz.
Cousin
Marcy, you can't keep stealing mine.
They're not too busy.
Sound like Cousin Marcy got fired.
If they're
she's
really
gonna
not
do
too
the screening
busy
process.
Or nothing,
you can't keep stealing my,
that's,
you can't keep stealing my girls, man.
Process.
That's my angels, man.
I know, man.
Berkeley Queen.
I know. She's
so
great,
gonna
but sometimes
first.
She's busy.
We're going to screen them for you, Fishbone.
Sometimes, man, she's great, but she can't be there all the time when I call on her. I do understand that. You know, plus the check probably bounced because I'm broke, you know, so it's like, damn.
Oh, Lord.
Damn.
Well, it's the first of the month. We can't have no bouncy check now. It's the first of the month now.
I'm already knowing. Oh, it's called the quick fix. See? All you have to do is punch in, tweak out like the quick fix, and it's spelled Quick. I'm looking at it right here. And it's on Bone Thugs in L. I have no idea what that means, but the
producer, can we put that
in
the community section for the G Lou show? Is that okay? If we put
the
link in the,
I ain't never
perfect.
Even in the community. I've never even done that before. You could in the
I
community
don't know.
Section.
You want me to email it to you? I'm sitting at a computer.
Yeah, I'll put it in the community section so listeners, you can go ahead.
Okay.
You'll be able to click the link, but you have to go and subscribe to the G Lou show on the YouTube, and then you'll be able to go ahead and click the link and check out Fishbone with his interview with DJ Quick and Crazy Bone.
Wow. Damn, that nice plug. And that shit was
nine years ago.
I wish I had a co-host like hers.
No, but you ain't going to take mine.
I ain't trying to take her, man. I just
Jesus.
Try to buy.
Queen.
You want to borrow her?
How they say the manifestation. How Queen Jean always say you got to manifest shit. I don't want to take her. I just like her vibes. I just like her vibes. We chill like peanut butter and jelly. We like peanut butter and jelly, man, on these serious topics. So, and I got some good ones. I got some good ones that I know that she can, you know, she can really help us. So, hey, it is what it is.
The word is out there.
Whenever you're available, feel free to tap in. I would love to have you co-host another show with me. We've come too far to end it now, like Smokey Robinson said.
Cue the violins. All right. Well, we got to thug it out.
Somebody said you fired her. Did somebody say you fired her tweet?
They did.
I heard you got fired. I heard that was word on the streets. That was word on the streets, tweet. Hold up.
I didn't suspend her. I didn't fire her. I didn't dock her pay. I did none of the above. She called in sick one night, and I heard from her since. She called in sick. She was busy.
And he called you out on the air and said what he said.
I don't recall. I need a lawyer.
Did he?
A lawyer.
I was sick.
I did not.
I couldn't hear. I said, damn, Cousin Marcy, you just got fired.
He said she was busy. He was,
you know what I gotta say to that?
She had a previous engagement. She only had a previous engagement. That's all it was. You know, man, she can't be everywhere. She can't be everywhere all the time. She cannot be everywhere all the time. So I totally understood. Shit happens. It really happens.
Oh, Lord.
Especially on Blog Talk. She could have showed up and we would have been malfunctioning. Then what? I didn't waste her time and my time. Everybody's time getting wasted.
Blog Talk Radio.
God damn it. I don't like them, but I love them. I don't like them all the time, but I love them. Man.
Fishbowl, tell us what you want to hear on our bold extravaganza.
Let me see. Phone be rapping so fast.
Queen said,
Let me think about this before. It's kind of hard to really pick one, you know, because, damn.
Don't be trying to not be all nice to him, Marcy. He's going to get your ass.
I don't really know.
Marcy.
Just surprise.
I said you got to talk about that.
Oh, here's what you do.
Maybe we can switch your Ice Cube, no Vaseline.
Lord.
Oh,
no, we going to Tupac.
Y'all on a whole nother page now, man. It's supposed to be about
No, we're not on a whole nother page. We just having fun. We on the same page.
Oh,
just a different artist.
You are making us cheese.
Wow.
What you got for us over there, Music Maestro?
I'm coming. Give me a second.
Let's go.
Damn, boy, wow, that's a crazy sale. Y'all must be drinking.
I told them off.
Nothing's wrong over here.
We tweaking.
Y'all a little bit hyped up. Y'all kind of hyped up now. Something's wrong.
We just got out the car. We told you. We just got out the car.
Wow.
From the last cut, the bud song, we were still going. We didn't even know we was back on the air and nobody said nothing for a quick half second. And I was like, oh, damn, that was some good shit.
All right. If I could teach the world, it would be cool. I like that song. I like that one. And also, Look Into My Eyes.
If I could teach the world, that's my jam.
Yes, sir.
I like Look Into My Eyes even better, though. But either one of those would be
perfect.
Fine.
Perfect. That's the Grammy Award winning. If I could teach the world, gone.
Yeah.
Fishbone.
They really be singing though. They really are thugs with harmony. Cause that hook is so fucking fly, man. You cannot. Oh man. Bone.
You
thugs
preaching to
harmony.
The choir. Cause we could talk all night. We can't do that. We gotta play it now.
Okay, let's keep it pimping.
Fabulous Flashback Friday.
Let's keep it pimping.
Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, it's a G Lou, DJ Maniac, and Fish Bone. Shout out to Tweet Cadillac FM Ism.
From the notorious Bone Thugs in Harmony. Flashback Frizzy Day.
Don't forget
what we got next? Your song is coming up next, sweet. I got to get it ready. What's next?
First of the month. That's right.
Rent Day. Y'all
right around the corner.
Y'all better have your cashier's checks and money orders ready, because it's about to slap y'all on the neck with some baby powder. God damn, if I could just eliminate, I could pay all my other bills without a problem, But when that rent dude be coming around, he be lumping you up. He leave you with black eyes, man. All other bills ain't shit, but that rent dude, I do not like him. That mortgage guy, I can't stand those people.
Mm-mm-mm.
My God. Y'all better have your money. The first is here.
The rooster crowed. Wake up! Fabulous Flashback Friday.
Having a wonderful day, and I was back with my wife the first of the month. And now we're smoking, joking, rolling, busting, living on 40 ounces again. Gum, gum, we got the bust and rum. All night we high, get up to back to where I tonight. I give up my nigga, they give it some play, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, it's B.O.D. Big money, green leaf. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Cause it's a 4-4 creep when they roll so low. Quick if you can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo. Keep your bankroll, yeah. We're having a celebration, sure to stay high. You can never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine, crime after crime. For the creep to the back, cause mom got a grub on the grill. If we got the bow, oh, you know it's the first of the month. And my nigga, we chill for real.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, 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 w
Get high, 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 get high you bang with us. Straight up, we no angel dust. Label us notorious. Thug ass niggas that love the bus. This train to us. Y'all niggas be scrambling, gambling. Up restaurants with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lock gin. Too much smoke, leave oxygen. Steadily counting Benjamins. Nigga, you should too if you knew what this game would do to you. Been in this shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So-called beef with you know who. Bust a few female frogs or two. Then a blue light, niggas blue like Mike. Shit, not to be fucked with. Motherfuckers better duck quick. Cause me and my dogs love the buck shit. Fuck the luck shit, stick the aim. No aspirations to cut the game. Sit your game, talk your shit. Grab your cat, pull your clip. Squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Pass that weed, I got the light one. All them niggas, I got to fight one. All them hoes, I got the light one. Our situation is a tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run? Seems to me that you take B. Bone and big, nigga, die slowly. I'ma tell you like a nigga told me. Cash roll everything around me. Shit, lyrically, niggas can't see me. Fuck it. Buy the coke, cook the coke, cut it. Know the bitch before you call yourself loving it. Nigga with a best fucking. Doesn't it seem hard to you? Big come through with mobs and crews. Good fellas down to the most of dudes. Who's the killer? Me or you?
We forgive you, but you know not what you do.
Nigga, we doing this shit from Cleveland to L.A., nigga. Whatever you niggas want me to do. What time is it? Yeah. I don't give a fuck where you lay at, nigga. It's time to play these bitch, man. They ain't even know what type of niggas we is.
Where my girls at?
Both of them on. I know you niggas been waiting for this for a long time.
Well, here it is, nigga. Here it is. What we gonna do?
Well, it must be close to the Armageddon, Lord. You know that I won't fly by that last and new topic. So put on my wares and you brought me. And I'm a stranger in this topic. Get him about me, cause always one of us harming and been bombing. And you're fat on my head, or I won't settle. Get on my level. They can't stop me and stop me, nigga. They got me sucked up. To the pocket.
Follow me, Roscoe. Weather is tolerant, savage. Come up to take a bit of the people that's no.
wrestling. How many days we got lasting? Why you laughing? We're passing, passing the way.
We gon' make the hoes, cause I know I'ma meet you up at the crossroads. Y'all know if I ever got love with them both thugs, baby.
Let me eat this long gone, really wish you could come home. But when it's time to die, gotta go bye-bye. All the little thugs could do was cry, cry. Why'd I kill my dog? Yeah, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. And he should be gone in front of his home. When they did, the roof was wrong. Pull the wrong. Gotta hold on, gotta stay strong. When it did come, better believe on. Gotta show that you can lean on.
DJ Maniac, you have any words for the people?
I'm still trying to stay out.
I woke him up, so he's just going to say good night to you guys. He's so tired. That's a hard-working man right here. He works hard.
Yeah.
That's that nice of me, too.
I know. Yeah, he's like, yeah. You should be resting. But thank you for coming on and hanging out with us.
Yes, thank you, DJ Maniac. Thank you to our callers. Yes, it was a good show. I had fun. I always have fun with y'all.
Yes, great show. Thank you to G. Lou. And again, justice for Tyree Nichols and prayers going out to his family and to anyone that's dealing with the loss of a loved one or going through something that you just need prayer, we send our prayers out because there's so many things that's happening out here in our world. So prayers going out to everybody. If you're outside and when you go outside, please be safe. Pay attention to everything that's going on around you, everything. The shopping cart pushers, pay attention, you know, don't be slipping on anything and be safe. Wear your mask if you have to. Take care of your health. You know, if something feels off with your body, then it's off. Go get it checked out. Don't feel like, oh, it'll go away. You could just self-medicate. No, self-medicating is not what's happening nowadays. So you feel something off, you know, go check it out. Most definitely. Because when your body start doing certain things, there's a sign. It's just a sign. Can't talk to you like where you can hear it. It can only talk to you where you're going to feel it. And it's going to be like, make that move. So, everybody be safe, peace, and love until Sunday for OG, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. We now have Cousin Marcy hosting with us on Sunday. So tune in and feel the vibe with another queen on the squad with the kings. So it's two queens and two kings. So check us out on Sundays.
So nice. So nice. Yeah,
DJ Maniac, you take care of yourself. We love you.
Yes, get you some rest. Get you some rest. Hit the replay and get with us when you can. Queen, I always, from now on, like to just leave you all, like you said, with something good to go. You know, you mentioned Tyree, in agreement to everything you said on that note, prayers for the family. Just wanted to share this with you. Making a conscious effort to be kinder can positively impact your mental and emotional well-being. Numerous studies have shown that practicing acts of kindness can lead to increased positive emotions such as happiness, love, and compassion. Additionally, kindness affirmations are positive statements or sentences you repeat to yourself to increase your feelings of kindness. They could be used as a form of self-talk to help you stay positive and motivated when practicing acts of kindness. Positive affirmations can also help you shift your mindset from negative to positive, especially when you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed. Don't stress, be blessed, and like Blockbuster Video used to say, be kind and rewind. Rewind that videotape. Make it easy for the next person.
Everybody. Stay in prayer. Talk to the man upstairs.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
well, until next time.
Being said, absolutely. Everybody be blessed. Thank you, Cousin Marcy. Thank you, DJ Maniac. And thank you, G. Lou. Good night to everyone. G. Lou, have a wonderful after-hours conversation. I'm sure it'll be fabulous. So,
I'm going thank to you, ladies.
Out.
Great show. Great show. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
DJ Maniac. Much love and respect.
Much love.
11:22, still streaming on all digital platforms. Go get it. Go get it. It's not too late. Go get it. Go get it because it's really great. Go get it and get it because next few days, we got something else coming out that's going to blow your mind. Yes, indeed. So stay tuned and go get it.
That's right.
Right, DJ Maniac?
Yeah.
It's going to be like Stevie Wonder. It's going to knock you off your feet. It's something about those guys. Anyway.
Not with a break in.
What was that? All the laughter. God is good. God is good. Keep the laughter going. So peace and love to everyone. Ashe. One love.
Lay queen, peace.
Very African. Come and step in Brother's Temple, see what's happening. This is Brother Jay of the X-Clan, chilling with the G-Lu Show. Big up to all the gods and the goddesses. To the east, respect, bless.
Nigga, the missions to get what you don't got. The struggle it don't stop until we drop.
Crazy
bone
and ice.
The best thing in life is life. Get your mind right, get your grind right.
We gotta keep going.
My eyes if you wanna know me. Before you hypnotize, homie, what do you see? A figure that's just a little bigger than dealers. A hustler count figures, ain't pulled no triggers. Can you dig us? We be the ultimate lick. We the hitters that make the ultimate hits. Kinda bossy, kinda bossy. It's got to be done my way. Do what the I say. Top of the pyramid, homie, what I tell you? If you lead us west side, umbrella, you hit the cellar. Bring me my slippers, black robe, and my globe. And I can rule the world with my eyes closed.
With my eyes closed.
Need a witness to get what we don't.
T-Bone and Ice Cube. TV. I see you trying to be an OG like me, chasing dreams, pulling more schemes for wealth, but the best thing in life is health. Be yourself, player, television, it'll keep your ass wishing forever. You'll never get your life together. Don't talk about death, I got too much life to live, too many orders to give. What it is, showbiz, taught you what a trick and a hoe is, showed you what a 64 is. Lord knows, in God we trust, and everybody in the world wanna be like us.
Everybody need a business to get what we don't got. Until we 50 rich and no time. You better go get it, it's your money. Need a business to get what you don't got. The struggle that don't stop until we drop.
Crazy Bone and Ice Cube.
Need a business to get what we don't got. Until we 50 rich and no time. You better go get it, it's your money. Need a business to get what you don't got. The struggle that don't stop until we drop.
To the kids of the world that's waiting for wealth, waiting for help, you better do for self. Homie, that's your last cup. Forget about the fast buck. Boy, get your ass up. People use your brain to gang. Do something that ain't never been done. We can spin, huh? Wipe our ass with 20s, light our joints with ones. Throw away the guns, have nothing but fun. And homie, we can do that shit. Police have a fit when your paper's legit. We got to get off the phone, we got to teach our own. Send your baby to school and she'll come back grown. We got to talk to our grandmas and she'll help us through them dark halls and them pitfalls. Everybody know we got the world to gain. We got to stop the pain, Lord stop the rain.
Lord stop the rain.
Crazy Bone and Ice Cube.
Need a business to get what we don't got. Until we 50 rich and no time. You better go get it, it's your life. Need a business to get what you don't got. The struggle that don't stop until we drop.
Keep going, little homie, why you slowing? Keep rolling, little homie, why you slowing? Keep rolling, little homie, why you slowing? Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
Yours. Yeah, you thug. The world is yours.